Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great, your consultants are setting Miles at color 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the majority of Americans believe they're being tracked basically at all times by companies and the government.
We are.
Well, sure.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
We are.
Carrying a tracking device in your pocket at all times.
Yeah, but you know this, right?
It's your phone.
Right.
Before last week, talking about the Ravens game, and the Ravens were actually on in the Seattle area. They were playing the Houston Texans, and I had this great idea.
Were they playing for real?
Well,
it just looked like
they
you
were.
Know.
Yeah, they're hosting. So before I made some other plans, I said, "Hey, man, there's a chance here that this game's on television. Maybe we could order some crab cakes from G&M in Baltimore. That's my favorite place to order them. They are, packed on ice. You get them there in 24 hours. They are delicious, not nearly as delicious as they are there, but they are absolutely fantastic." I turned to Ted as I got a new email, and I handed it up to him and said, "Look, this is an email I just received from G&M Crab Cakes."
Yeah. It's
I get stuff on my. I get Facebook ads all the time on stuff I haven't Googled. I've just talked about.
We talk about it in the studio, off the air, and Ted's computer in particular. Within what, 90 seconds? There's an ad
or a phone. I think it's the phone.
The microphone. It listens. It knows because everybody has the direct code.
Yeah.
So wherever you log into, whether it's a computer or your phone, it always knows it's you.
Yeah. This is not news anymore.
Police in Colorado found 26 children behind a false wall in the basement of a daycare center. Appears the staff hid them there to avoid getting busted for having more kids than their license allowed.
I got 31 kids behind my false wall in my house.
Why would you just get the license?
Yeah, so the kids from what I understand, from what I've gleaned from the story, I could be completely wrong on this. I think the kids are fine. They had their license only allowed them to have a certain amount, but of course they want to get more income, so they bring in more kids. Cops come over to investigate. They shove all these kids in behind the false wall so that they still have the correct number of kids.
Come on.
We're just going to play hide and seek from the cops.
The fact that you have a false wall built in says this was part of the plan from the jump.
Oh, right, yeah.
Exactly. You have that built for a reason.
Nutella is running a pop-up hotel in Napa Valley, California for 1 weekend in January. They're holding a contest to decide who get to stay there.
Who is the company doing this again?
Nutella.
I mean,
Nutella.
Look, I like Nutella. Nutella, but I don't need a hazelnut-themed anything.
Right?
Give me Nutella and shut the hell up.
Yeah, I mean, the only Nutella-themed I want is like a party where everything's got Nutella in it.
Yeah, and I bought some Nutella recently.
You know you're going to wake up to crepes with Nutella and banana and strawberries.
Sure,
and
we know the game, man.
Yeah, we know the Nutella game.
I just hope it doesn't just smell of chocolate constantly.
See, to me,
chocolate
it's
and hazelnut. Mike.
Yeah. Okay,
Mike.
My bad.
This doesn't excite me nearly as much as the Taco Bell pop-up in Palm Springs. Because Taco Bell just has a lot more options. There's a lot more
It things. Does, but I'll take the Nutella.
Miles, just grab a sleeping bag and go to your local Taco Bell and spend the night.
All right. They love that kind of thing.
They love it. Costco is selling one of the most expensive hams in the world for a discount price.
Ted, do you know this?
It's got to be Iberico hams.
Robin showed this to me today. It's still more money than I could willingly spend for any one food purchase, but it is a lot cheaper.
A single leg usually sells for over $1,000. Mm-hmm. Costco is selling them for a cheap $560.
Hey, you just got to have the giant thing, like wheel or contraption to have it on so you can shave it off, too. Because everybody's got that laying around.
That's right.
Oh, of course, you don't have your Iberico leg shaving plate.
They're probably available at Costco.
Right next to it, right.
I'll tell you what. If Costco is giving out samples of that Iberico ham, go tomorrow.
Go. Yeah.
Go. It is delicious.
A man in China works as a real-life pet detective and gets paid big money to track down people's missing pets.
I bet you he kidnaps them first.
I mean, found it.
I'm not saying he does. I'm saying that would absolutely be my operation.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep the thing for like 3 days, and then I'm like, man, I found it, I have to track it. You know, that's what you got to pay for.
Now, do you go... Look,
I'm dishonest and horrible, but that's what I would do.
Now, do you go to the family with the pet, or do you wait for the little missing posters to go up there?
Look, man, it's real simple, all right? You don't put up missing posters, I assume you don't want it back.
There you go.
When I got, let's see here. Oh, God. When I got Senor Larry. Senor Larry was chipped, right? So one of the things that you have to do is you have to notify the person, because the cat was found,
yeah,
of, you know, the fact that that you have their animal.
Right.
So, like, in, at this point in time, we'd had Senor Larry for probably a month or so. He'd already become very much part of the family, and, you know, we didn't want to give him up, but understood that when we took him in to get checked up, that he had a chip, and the right thing to do was contact this woman.
Sure.
So this woman's like, what's he look like? And she's like, I got like 18 cats. Oh, what's he look like?
Well, he's a tuxedo cat. He's long hair.
I don't remember him. Oh, he's a beautiful cat. You know what I mean? Looks like something happened to his mouth. His nose is all pushed in. Oh, yeah, you can have him.
Oh, wow.
Keep him. That's how it went down. And then we got the chip changed.
Senor Larry.
Hey, Mike, any word on if that pet detective helped find Snowflake?
It does say maybe the missing Miami Dolphins.
Yes, I was waiting for that to happen.
Good call there, Ted. Well done.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Just wait longer. Classic. I'm sorry, the first one was better than the second one. A decommissioned nuclear missile silo in Arizona is on sale. If you want a place to write out the apocalypse, it's just $395,000.
I would turn it into a party spot.
What's it called, the silo?
Come on down to the silo.
Yeah, except like all. Well, no, not open to the public, just by private parties.
Right.
We're gonna do? We're gonna do underground.
Everything we're doing is illegal. Everything. That's what missile silo party says.
I'm not on American soil.
I have created a drug just for this party.
Yes. Bring.
And I don't even know what it does yet.
Bring your oils and lubes.
The only part of Arizona that actually never mind, never mind. Bad joke, I was going the wrong spot. A police captain in Seattle was arrested when he tried to pick up a prostitute who turned out to be an undercover officer.
Hmm, one of her name was Aurora.
I know.
Rooms by the hour.
I mean,
come on. We all know where he was. Yeah.
Where do you think he was?
On Aurora Avenue. Because the prostitutes there don't even try. They might as well hold a sandwich board that says legs open for business.
What do you think? Like 82nd, maybe?
About 82nd?
Yeah.
You can still go up a little way. Well, it depends what you're looking for, right? Your standard prostitute, just your average prostitute, like you'd see her in a movie in the background, that's between 75th and about 85th. Once you go north of 85th, you're looking for a specialty.
No, you are, because
you are looking for something you don't share with
your friends. Up near the Krispy Kremes.
You don't share with your friends what it is you're looking for. It gets a little dicey.
I'm always still amazed, and I don't know why. I would think by now it would have worn off, but every time I'm like, a real streetwalker.
Can I get a selfie?
That she is in the wild. Two chemistry professors.
Is this what they call the stroll?
Your heels are holding up well.
Two chemistry professors in Arkansas were arrested for making meth.
One of
them,
shocking.
One of them was even known around the school. You'll never guess his name.
Walter White.
Heisenberg.
Oh, geez. I mean, if that becomes your nickname,
right,
that's one tip off.
Isn't that the same as the guy that had like a big old sticker on his bucket that he kept his weed on that says not weed?
I know.
Like, however, they are applying their skills
that is true.
To something that actually has an economic value to it, which is very different than any other college professor I know. Again, the guy who teaches business never had a successful business unless he's there as a guest professor.
Right.
The main guy there hasn't had a successful business. Teaching you business.
Thanks.
A church in Florida has gotten more than 200 noise complaints over its loud Sunday services.
I'm going to guess that's a black church.
They got a live band.
I mean, look, man. I've been to black churches. I've been to white churches. White people are very quiet when they want to show the reverence God. Black people are not. Oh, naughty! Oh, come now! I mean, it is a concert. It is a concert for
And
God.
I don't care who you are. If they're born again, it's going to be loud.
Oh, yeah.
This one's called I'm Blessed.
An elderly man in Maryland made a big withdrawal from his bank last week. And later that night, the bank teller broke into his home and robbed him.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's coming right up, too, man.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the most...
That's tip-off. Like, homie just left here with a lot of cash.
There was also a credit union in the D.C. Baltimore area. Bad call.
I'm just saying, like, you don't think the teller would come and rob you?
I would.
Saw the teller.
I assume everyone's like me. teller's going to rob you, man.
You see the mugshot of the teller. He's coming after you.
I didn't think so.
I did.
Oh, he looks like he's so stoned he couldn't even see you.
That's fair. He needs money. The police in Montana are searching for a driver who crashed into a fire hydrant earlier this month.
Why are they looking for him?
Well, he stole the hydrant.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But the driver left their bumper behind, so the cops are using it to track him down.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
No, I think he just saw opportunity after he did it.
But not his bumper. I like that.
Correct. A man proposing to his girlfriend in Hawaii is now regretting his decision.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Jim, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Mike just talked about the story. We have a bank teller in Bel Air, Maryland, or as they say there, Blair, Maryland. He's been arrested after going to an elderly customer's home and attempting to rob him of a large amount of money that he'd withdrawn from the bank earlier that same day. The 19-year-old from Blair, Maryland, he was arrested in connection with home invasion and assault of a 78-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman. Now, the teller went to the customer's home, rang the doorbell, forced his way into the home, and began assaulting the elderly man. Well, the second resident of the home, that's a 57-year-old woman, she attempted to intervene, but she was also injured in the altercation. Well, the suspect then ran upstairs in search of the money that was withdrawn from the bank. Meanwhile, while he's doing that, the woman he assaulted, she ran to a nearby home, called authorities to let them know about the break-in and the burglary. Well, the suspect fled on foot, police responded, canine units, all this. They couldn't find him. But, as it turns out, the couple has a doorbell cam, so they got a great image of his face. The homeowner recognized him as the bank teller, and he was arrested at the bank 2 days later and charged with home invasion, robbery, first and third degree burglary, and first and second degree assault. Do you believe that this enterprising young bank teller is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, gosh. Maryland.
Blair, Maryland.
My gut's telling me to go white on this. What do the racial consultants think?
Thank you, sir. Glad you pronounced that correctly.
No, he said it right.
I mean, I can only base this one on personal experience. Anybody I knew from Bel Air was white. And I don't know.
Bel Air is very white, Jim. We know the customer was white. This is about the bank teller.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very white area of Maryland.
I'm have to go white. Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Profile This takes us to Bel Air, Maryland, pronounced Blair.
That is correct.
Like on a different street. No, what was she on? Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, yes.
Facts of Life, yes. Blair, Maryland. Bank teller gave a customer a huge withdrawal, and then when he gave him that cash, he was like, that's a lot of money, I'd like to get my hands on that. So later on that evening, the bank teller actually drove to the man's house, broke in through the front door, I don't know if he knocked on it, just kind of barged his way in, started assaulting the guy that took the withdrawal, Eventually, the guy's stepdaughter had a gun and kind of chased him out of the house. But eventually, because of the doorbell camera and everything else, they were able to identify him as the teller that gave the man the money.
And it should be noted, he never found the money in the guy's house. But anyway, Jim, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, Jew? You said your gut told you white. You talked to our racial consultants. And then said, look, if you've ever been to Bel Air / Blair, Maryland, predominantly white place, right?
Yeah, that's how I remember.
And in the end, you went white.
You okay. There you go. That's a very white area.
Did you hear the guy's excuse?
No.
Said he was tired of working two jobs.
Man.
Well, that's a side hustle right there when you're robbing people.
Well, he's also 19.
I'm yeah, like, right. You're 19.
You're kind of in the age demo where people work a few couple jobs.
That's what happens. I mean, depending what it is you're shooting for. But is that a side hustle if you're like, I mean, you got a side hustle like, man, I'm a burglar. Right? I mean, like, I fence stuff for money.
I mean,
it's a side hustle.
The problem is the word hustle. Because hustler was not a great term, and then it kind of became one.
But that's why I feel like if I say what I do to make extra cash, I break into people's places and sell the stuff. To me, that is much more of a side hustle than I also sell for Avon. It's not a hustle, it's a second job. Don't give yourself credit for hustling because you work hard.
It just sounds like a horrible car ride. It's like, yeah, man, I got a second hustle. Now put on your ski mask.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We're skiing.
Bring your daughter to work day, baby.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Thank you, folks. All right, Miles, you got some choices today. Thank you.
Okay.
We got some SNLs.
SNL.
A Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Maybe a David Spade.
David Spade.
And a couple Ted Smiths.
Yeah, Smith. So we've got a weekend update.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Oh, yeah. Now, keep in mind, all these shows have a professional team of writers, and they work very hard.
They do.
These great jokes. So we have to determine, is it one of these professional joke writers from Weekend Update, Jimmy Fallon, David Spade, or is it the Ted Smith original?
Let's see. Italy will become the first country in the world to make it mandatory for schools to teach children about climate change. Because as Italian scientists put it, the earth is about to become one spicy meatball.
Man, I feel like it's either Ted or... Weekend Update.
I'm going to go Ted Smith.
Italy will become the first country in the world to make it mandatory for schools to teach children about climate change. Because, as Italian scientists put it, the earth is about to become one a spicy meatball.
That's Colin Jones from Weekend Update and Saturday Night Live.
Right. There's a bar in Dubai offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh. The chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get. It's great news for Americans who travel.
He's Ted Smith. Couldn't get through his own joke.
No.
Yeah, knew it then. I've been thinking this one all day. It's funny, and I'm not going to be able to get through it because of that.
You would say.
I don't know why, because I'll describe myself as chubby.
Sure.
But it just, when you read it out loud, the chubbier they are, the more free drinks they'll get.
Why did I get another free drink? We're just guessing.
Ooh, Miles, we have a new update to this joke.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay.
This is for a very specific audience. There's a bar in Dubai that's offered a new special. Women get free drinks on how much they weigh. The chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get. It's great news for Jetta Bush and Hoda. They had a segment today where they jumped on scales.
Oh.
They were like, I didn't realize I weighed that much. That's bold. National TV, you ain't been on the scale in a minute?
Yeah, but was it bad? Because when I would do the calibrate this thing. Calibrated.
Oh, they switch scales.
The worst one is when Steve told the story about being in Hawaii and getting on that helicopter ride.
They read your weight out loud because they have to wait the helicopter. Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, this Pacific family rolled in. And I mean, just, I remember this chick got on there like, 340. Like, don't look at her. Don't look at her. Don't look at her. Do not make eye contact.
Because
she's
going to
kill you.
Because
you've been like this.
All right, a man in Iowa who was sent to a medical clinic for a circumcision and was instead given a vasectomy was awarded $2 million plus tip.
David Spade.
You got a guess?
Spade.
A man in Iowa who went to a medical clinic for a circumcision and was instead given a vasectomy was awarded $2 million plus tip.
Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. The majority of people said they'd rather get a heartfelt gift than an expensive one, according to a new study. And the best heartfelt gifts are framed photos, handwritten notes, and photo books. Just a heads up, she's lying to you. Get her jewelry.
Hey, Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, like,
years ago, my first girlfriend, I called my mom. I said, she didn't want anything for Valentine's Day. She's like, get a card, get some flowers, get some chocolate.
And did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I fell into the same trap. I didn't listen.
Well, part of the reason I got chocolate
is... You sold me that one.
It was the first year. They all do, Miles. Got a giant Reese's heart. It's peanut butter inside.
She said she didn't care. Uh-huh. She said she didn't care. Turns out, she is a liar.
A new poster for the upcoming season of The Bachelor was just released, and it features the next Bachelor, Pilot Pete. Slogan for the new season is, expect turbulence. When they saw that, Spirit Airlines said, hey, get your own damn slogan.
Valor.
Davis Bay.
Is it not in there? It is Jimmy Fallon. Mm.
Of course it's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
You can tell. There's just something about it.
Yeah,
come on,
no worries. Fallon. Beaches in southern West... they don't call it southern. Beaches in southwestern France have been shut down after mysterious bags of cocaine keep washing up on shore, prompting questions like... Which beaches and where exactly?
James May.
Beaches in southwestern France have been shut down after mysterious bricks of cocaine keep washing up on shore, prompting questions like which beaches and where exactly?
That's, once again, weekend update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, like, it seems like people would show up to those beaches.
Yes. Yes, of course they would. You're talking about millions of dollars in cocaine. Of course they show.
And you're
the
in the south of France near Ibiza, so that's going to go pretty far.
Look, I can guarantee you right now.
Ibiza,
that'd be Spain.
Oh, my bad. South of France.
It doesn't matter where you're at, though. If cocaine's washing up on the beach, like they think they found everything, they have not.
Can they not go get coke in Portugal where drugs are legal? I guess you can, probably if you don't live there.
Yeah, and most people, I mean...
I'm not going to go to Portugal.
People still want their
coke.
Drugs in the country of origin.
Mm-hmm. If it washes up on the beach, I'm like, well, let's tell the cops about this
Portugal,
one.
Yeah, Portugal, it's kind of like the Delaware of Spain. Though.
That's how they advertise themselves here.
Well, it's also weird, too, because you kind of... Jeez, this sounds terrible. But you kind of forget, because cocaine's always around. But there is seasons for it. So, like, in this part of the world, we don't notice it as much, but in Spain and France, because there's three times that you can collect the cocaine, or how the process starts, where these farmers start, right?
Sure.
They make it to a paste and this and that. So they know the times of years. They expect all these boats to come over with
full
of cocaine.
Okay, right. Then. I see a trip to France, perhaps.
I learned a little something about our friends north of the border. So they tried, I mean, not they, but the people involved in that, try to get as much as they possibly can, and it's for one reason and one reason only, for the tourists to come up and people who stay for the summer from Australia and New Zealand.
They absolutely
cannot get enough of it. That's all they basically do besides...
They all seem to come up and can't get enough cocaine to satisfy.
And that was the thing.
Bunch of white people, cocaine, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's true.
You have a coke problem.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Jeopardy James, he won the Tournament of Champions, and kind of happy to see that he's taken to the internet, to Twitter's where I saw him, and he's talking trash to Ken Jennings. Basically, like, James is just like, look, I'm the GOAT. You got no shot against me.
Yeah. And then Ken Jennings tweeted back, every joke you make at me costs you $30 that I need ASAP through PayPal. Because if you mention my name, you have to give me money.
This is a story that I'm sure a lot of people will love. There's going to be a Hawaii Five-O and Magnum P.I. crossover in January.
Yay.
And this isn't a story from 1975.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
A crossover.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like one show, I suspect you probably would like the other, right?
You're on the same island.
That's what I mean.
I mean, how many shows can you have?
They should have done it with Lost. They were in Hawaii.
Right. I mean, Brady Bunch made it to Hawaii one time. It was a two-parter.
It was a two-parter. Tarantula.
I want to say the Saved by the Bell people made it to Hawaii once, and it was a two-parter.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go there. You're like, let's film more than one. We won't leave.
Yeah, we need extra production costs.
Yeah. You want us to do three live broadcasts? How about 10?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
All right, let's see. Everybody remembers the Osbournes, the reality show that basically followed around, Ozzy Osbourne and his family.
Except Ozzy.
It went off in the air in 2005. It was a massive phenomenon. People have been trying to bring him back ever since. Kelly Osbourne says the family gets multiple offers, or multiple times a year they get new offers. But
Isn't this the equivalent of asking a 25-year-old, 30-year-old person to move back in at home with their parents?
Well, I think the thing is, this would lose its appeal. When Ozzy did the show, it was slightly different. Since then, they've redone the show, insert different names a million times. I just don't think the appeal is still there anymore.
Well, it's also weird. Miles makes a great point, right? Like, Kelly Osbourne is her own thing now. She doesn't live at home.
Jack is out. He's married.
He's got three kids.
Right. So are you going to ask these people to move back in? And you know damn well that
they're going to ask you because it's a lot of money.
One person's idea and one person's idea only.
Let me guess. It start with an S-H-A-R-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Kelly even mentions this. She says, this is the closest we've gotten to accepting one. Basically, like, look, they've had tons of offers. She's just like, hey, things have changed, but also, like, yeah, we have a price.
They might beat the price.
It's better than saying, like, we would never do it again, and then you show back up. At least just be like, no, we get offers. Yeah, we just haven't had one we like that will pay us the amount to come back and do this.
Because I have to move my wife and kids back into the house, you know what I mean, that my parents
I wouldn't do it right now.
And then your favorite person, Sharon, she said, quote, they can't afford us. It's like you want us to do it for effing peanuts. MTV paid us really well, and we owned it. Which is a good point, too. They did.
Well, she's the manager.
Yeah, well, I think that's a massive thing, too, right, is owning that so that when it goes into repeats and this and that or syndication, you can still have it. Because it is funny to me that even cable shows now show up in other places. Like I told you, I used to watch Pawn Stars, and that was on History. But now you see it, you know, on any random channel.
It is weird how it all worked out.
Yeah, Ozzy's been hospitalized and not been doing well for almost 2 years. So he's healthy enough to go out on the tour and release his new stuff. It just seems kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's an opportunity to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't care.
Like, okay.
I'm saying people in the industry, they don't care. No. They'd follow around a terminally ill cancer patient if they could. They do not care. It's about making money.
Well, remember, I mean, that was a lot of the story of what happened with Avicii, right? He was a famous DJ, this and that, and he was just like, hey, like, I can't handle the touring and stuff. Like, it's tearing me apart, right?
Right.
And he, you know, had some substance abuse or whatever, but he basically, they wouldn't, and he was like pleading with them, like, can we stop? And he's like, all right, just a couple more shows, blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, if I remember correctly, I think he killed himself.
Yeah.
Or just drank himself to death on some random island because he was like, look, I can't do it. Like, I know I make this music that everybody loves, but like, I can't tour like that.
Look, in the entertainment industry, it's real simple. And you take someone like Taylor Swift, right? To the extent that they have any legitimate concern about her as a human being, it's only for her to put out another record. If she were to die, their silver lining is we're going to make a lot more money off a catalog. Like, they don't care. It does not matter to them. You're here. You will be gone. If you're dead, we can make a ton of money. Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. If you're alive, maybe you can do another album. But there's no concern about them.
Also, anything dealing with Ozzy Osbourne, you just have a built-in audience, right? Like, I don't care who you are. If you like rock music, you love Black Sabbath.
Sure.
You respect what they meant to the genre. And it's like, if Ozzy's in it, people are going to watch it. Plus, I mean, Ozzy's such a cult. Not cult. What is that? What's the word for when, like, you're bigger than just...
Icon.
Yeah, it's an icon. Yeah.
And it's right. It's not just the rock world. I mean, that show helped a ton.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, look, I used to watch it. I had no idea. I mean, honestly, it took me years to figure out the crazy trick. Like, that was... Like,
right.
They slowed it down.
You just knew Ozzy from the show.
Right, and you just knew Ozzy as, like, the Prince of Darkness, and he was, like, this super evil person that everybody hated. I mean, I know he's not.
Right.
But, yeah, so I'm just saying he's reach that other level where, yeah, even if he's sick, if you put the show out, people are going to watch
it. They sure will.
Yeah. I don't know. That's where you always get caught in those things, right? Because I'm with you. They'll use you until they can't use you. But also, if people watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So this Disney Plus thing, in a word, chaos.
People who have it are loving it.
They are. But it was... Basically, even Disney Plus now has been corrupted. Hackers started breaking into users' accounts within hours of the launch last week, then logged in, removed all... Like, basically, they're changing the passwords and username, and then they'll sell it back to you.
Come on.
Yeah. Or they'll sell them on the dark web. So, like, Miles doesn't want to pay the whatever the price is a month, so I'm like, well, would you buy it for $11 from me on the dark web? And you're like, all right.
Well, I'll save the $2.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know about you guys. If I'm going to the dark web, I'm not buying TV streaming services.
Yeah, if I'm on the dark web, I'm not here for Disney Plus.
I mean, you're
like, I feel like
I just want to let you know that is the last thing I'm looking for.
It's the dark web. Like, I better be buying something that I can't buy anywhere else.
It's literally 3 cups of coffee, 4 cups of coffee a month.
Yeah, it's about
$13. You know what I mean?
But not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy that they're already hacking them, and then they're going to do that. Like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. People pay. Well, I shouldn't say that. I used to buy bootleg movies off the street. So yeah. Who am I to talk?
Sure. People bootleg and they download our podcast. And instead of paying the fee, they just take it for free.
That's right.
Yeah, we just give that stuff away. Crazy.
They do it all the time.
All the money we could be making.
Miles, you are correct, though. The first day Disney Plus was out there, they had over 10 million signups in a day. That was with the glitches and stuff. People just love it. I will say, number one, Disney and Star Wars are probably two of the most...
And Marvel.
And Marvel, right? I mean, you just have these brands that people live and die by.
Mickey Mouse, Iron Man, and Darth Vader. They all show up together. Guess what? You make a lot of... Hell, I've got it.
Hey, Disneyland, I've only watched Disneyland one has had a line and been busy for years. When they opened up that Star Wars thing, you could not get in.
They
that's the thing. Star Wars people will go buy anything
that's
Star
why
Wars.
I have it, period. Mm-hmm. That is it. That's the beginning and end of the reason I have it. Turns out, there's a lot of great programming for my kids. Haven't looked at any of it and don't care. It is not for them.
Yeah, and a lot of... that's what I'm saying. But Disney people that like Disney are the same exact way.
Right.
Right? Like, whatever you put out, and you can, like... And Disney, I didn't realize this, though. I think I learned it from you. It's kind of amazing how they would re-release those movies.
Yep.
So you couldn't always buy them. So, like, if you're one of those people, you're an adult, but you still love princess movies.
And Marvel. People love them.
You can go get those on Disney Plus.
I just got an ad for it as soon as you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. There's
yeah. It. Well, of course. I mean, especially that website. Don't forget, the mouse owns them.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to see my stuff everywhere, man.
God, well, he signs a contract. I think you should play.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Never good when you go hunting with your brother who mistakes you for a deer. Meanwhile, a Louisiana man says the devil set him up at a bad meth deal, and it has not been his year. Man proposes to girlfriend in Hawaii and watches as the ring goes down under. When you use your belly button to hide your drugs, it makes me wonder.
Mm-mm-mm.
And a daycare worker leaves note in a lunchbox of a 5-year-old kid telling him he's fat. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We got a Hawaii where a romantic proposal turned into a very foreseeable nightmare. The man wanted to pop the question to his girlfriend in stellar fashion by asking her while the two of them were out surfing. Everything was going as planned. The pair were out tearing it up the entire time. He waited until they both caught the perfect wave, got down onto one knee while they were riding it, and asked if she would marry him. All this before he promptly dropped the ring into the water.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What was going to happen?
Exactly. You were going to fall off, and the box was going to go in. You were going to drop the ring. Like, everything on this has written on it that things...
going to go wrong. Luckily.
What? Oh, you do know the rest.
Yes,
all right.
He was smart enough to know the dangers of the situation and was using a stunt ring the entire time with her true engagement ring waiting for her on shore. So at least let's give him that.
He already knew. Like, exactly. This is a bad idea.
Right.
That's why this ring is not the one I want to give him.
It's still going to be cool. And you know what? Credit to him because it still was cool. I think he should have played with the drop the ring thing a little bit more. You know.
Oh, I would have milked it.
Absolutely. Freaked
broken
her out
down
a little
in tears.
That's right. I spent 3 months' salary on it. Oh,
I'd have faked a shark attack, blood in the water. And the last thing I said is, marry me.
She said yes. In other news, a man is going to jail being in possession of a hypodermic needle and meth was hit with another charge. We covered this a little bit earlier today. While being booked into the jail, personnel found that he had a little more on him, but not in the typical hiding places. Now this man was hiding additional methamphetamine deep within the confines of his belly button.
That's ooh, so much worse to me.
He should have done that religious thing and just said it was Lent.
This tacked on an additional felony charge, and you will never guess where this mastermind comes from.
Florida. Florida.
You nailed it. Okay. Mm. Would you rather have drugs from this guy's belly button or weed from that guy's nose that got it stuck up there for 20 years?
Which drugs are in his belly button?
Belly button meth. Let's just say that it's straight weed. Let's just stick with marijuana.
Remember that guy's stuff
they
was up
call
in his
it
nose
navel
for
meth.
Years.
That's right.
But I would smoke it. I don't know why. I feel something about just like hiding a big dude's deep, because I keep saying it's deep belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you got to put on a veterinary glove right. Like you're delivering birth from a cow, you know what I mean?
To get deep enough thing out to where it passed the initial check and they had to go in and check this guy out.
That's just getting your hand in and pulling it out.
Well, and how much is in there? Like, is it one serving?
Two and a half grams. I don't know what that translates to in the meth world,
right?
But that's
criminy, man.
No, thank
you. Like, think for a minute. You're hiding drugs in your belly button. This isn't people misunderstanding you. You've got a problem.
I think he was hedging his bets.
I guess.
Like, who wants to check this nasty thing?
We're going to stick to the South, where a man has a very different possession charge. Police found him after responding to a call about a suspicious person standing on a porch. When he saw officers approaching, the man chucked a white bottle, later found to contain meth, into the yard. It's very methy in the news today. During his arrest...
Meth, we're on it.
Call back. During his arrest, the man made his case that the devil had framed him.
Yeah.
His defense didn't seem to faze the officers, and he was arrested, along with a mugshot to fit the story. Have you guys seen this guy's mugshot?
Yes, we have.
Does this guy, Ted, look like somebody that would believe that the devil called him out?
Hey, if we're going to scream about the importance of religion in this country, then my man should have a credible defense.
He believes in the devil. That's on you, buddy.
Oh, mercy. He looks like he saw the devil, and he's just sitting there in shock the entire time.
He looks like he believes in the devil.
I would say he looks so high that he's been like hanging.
A lot of the country believes in the devil. They're called Christians. But I'm saying they're going to say it's important, then that's a defense. Then that is a defense.
Frame me. Weird story down in Texas. A woman has pulled her son out of daycare after a nasty note left in his lunchbox. The mother had sent her son to the daycare with a note on his lunch asking the teacher to tell him that his mother loves him and is thinking about him. When her son got home that day, she found a note left inside that simply read, quote, no, put him on a diet and go away.
Damn.
This is a 5-year-old kid.
Right. Shocked, the woman stormed to the center and demanded the determination of the employee before pulling her son out. Here's the thing that I don't understand. It's obvious who wrote the note.
Right.
Nobody is in the business to submarine their own career. Now, she did admit to it and she was fired for it, but it's like, what's the motivation there? She was ready to quit.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think you have a more optimistic opinion of people's intellect than I do.
Maybe.
I think she's straight stupid. Just because I read the news every day, and you could say, like, why would you think, but we see some bigger picture stuff, you go like, people just don't know, and people can get away with anything they want to, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right now, the example is you can get away with anything you want to. Why would she feel different?
True.
Like, yeah, I can do this note.
I mean, it's
I
like,
can do this. I can say I did it, and it doesn't matter.
To me, it's like an employee at McDonald's taking a big old bite out of the burger before he wraps it up. Like, there's only one person that this could be.
Sure. No, listen,
and obviously,
I agree.
It's who you are.
But this country has decided that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, like, hell yeah, man. Yeah, I did it. So what? Right? I mean, that's what we have determined as a country. Yeah,
quit
I did
letting,
it.
Quit letting your kid be fat.
Yeah, kiss my ass. What are you going to do?
A man in Florida has a little self-work to do after he was stopped by officers. Police attempted to pull the man over after he failed to stop at a stop sign. Problem one. which he did pull over, but not before obviously throwing something out of the passenger window. Problem two. When the officers got to the window, they noticed that the man was failing to conceal an open beer can. Problem three. Police searched the car, which turned up a crack pipe and a baggie of meth. Problem four. The man denied owning the meth and insisted that the wind must have blown the meth into the car.
Oh, dude, that happens all the time.
It does.
Just baggies.
Keep the windows up. I don't want meth blowing in here.
Be careful this time of year, man. That wind's blowing all over the place. Those baggies are just all over the place. This defense didn't win with police, and he was arrested.
Again.
The drugs flew in my car by the wind.
Damn wind.
I mean, that's a terrible excuse if you do, even if you don't have an open container and are obviously drunk. You know,
right.
Drugs.
You know what would be terrible? Like 10 years from now, I find out he was telling the truth.
Right.
Oh. I know it was ridiculous.
Evidence found that he did not have a single right. fingerprint on the baggie. It was actually the wind.
God.
Hunter safety is a serious thing, folks. A man in Michigan is in bad condition at the hospital after a hunting accident. His brother shot him. He thought he was a deer. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike, talk us out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time when we microwave leftover tuna in our kitchen and leave it on the counter to see who eats it.
That is right, but only over the weekend so they can smell it that Monday. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.